The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Sitting outside the General Assembly between committee hearings this week, the executive director of Virginia's Civil Liberties Union lamented what she sees as a dangerous loss of privacy in this country.
A lot of Virginians have woken up to the fact that the government currently knows more about us than we know about the government.
Claire Gastanaga says, for example, VDOT may be watching you.
The Virginia Department of Transportation is tracking people's cell phones in Northern Virginia, gathering data to map traffic patterns. But while they're doing that, they have a picture of the movements of every person who has a cell phone that they're tracking.
Well, what's wrong with that? How much could they really tell about me by where my car is?
Well, they can tell where you go to church and what organizations you hang out with and whether you go to the psychiatrist and all kinds of interesting things that you may not want the government to know.
That's why her organization is backing a move to expand our constitutional protection against unreasonable searches and seizures, putting that proposal on the ballot so Virginians can decide.
We have a 21st century Fourth Amendment, and that is a piece of legislation that's meant to send to the voters the question whether our Virginia Constitution should be amended to protect your papers and your personal information, not just your person and your property, and also should be amended to make sure that if I give my data to Google, I'm not saying yes, the local police can have it.
The ACLU also wants to limit police surveillance from the air.
They shouldn't be able to put a drone over your home or your farm without a warrant. We're getting pushback on our proposal to limit the use of stingrays that mimic cell phone towers. There's been an effort to make sure that if police are going to use those for real-time tracking of your cell phone, that they have a warrant.
And Gastanaga says police should get a warrant before using automatic license plate readers.
We want to be sure that when they're being used for a specific purpose to find a specific car for a specific reason.
She'll also be tracking Senate Bill 773, a measure that would make it easier to keep teenagers in psychiatric facilities if they appear to have a mental illness. I'm Sandy Houseman.